This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning. Ghana faces Uruguay in a do-or-die World Cup quarterfinal match today in Johannesburg. Ghana is now Africa's great hope in this first World Cup played on the continent. South Africans are rallying behind the Ghanaian squad, and so too is much of Africa. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports from Johannesburg.
Ghanaians and their many new supporters have been jubilant since Ghana knocked out the United States 2-1 in a second-round match last Saturday. Now the young Ghanaian side faces a determined Uruguay in a quarter-final clash at Soccer City in Soweto tonight. It's make or break. Ghana gets a chance to make history by becoming the first African team ever to qualify for the semi-finals. All the Black Stars, as they're called, will bear the burden of failure for an entire continent. Midfielder Sule Muntari is well aware of that responsibility and that pressure.
Yeah, of course, yeah. It's a historic moment for us, which is great, not only for us, but for the whole Ghana and Africa. So we want to do well for Ghana and for Africa.
Some important people are rooting for the Ghana team here in South Africa, including President Jacob Zuma, the powerful Labour Union Confederation, COSATU, and the governing African National Congress. The ANC inquired whether the Black Stars of Ghana would consider changing their nickname to the Black Stars of Africa. Ghanaian soccer sports specialist Ibrahim Sani says it's a good feeling.
Already, former President Mandela has invited them to meet him whether they win or lose. So for many people, they are heroes already, but they can become bigger heroes if they win.
Farai Mungazi, a sports journalist and commentator from Zimbabwe, notes that five of the six African teams that qualified for this year's World Cup were knocked out in the first round, so Ghana's performance is crucial.
So Ghana have gone a long way towards restoring pride to the African game. They've gone a long way towards redeeming African football.
The head of South Africa's World Cup organising committee, Danny Yordan, summed up the feelings of many at a news briefing yesterday.
I think now we're moving into the quarterfinals of, to me, a wonderful people's-driven World Cup. It's really the people of our country, the foreign fans that injected the energy, the passion around this event. And the prospects are just amazing for us.
And speaking about Ghana's prospects, Yordan put it this way.
We have the possibility of an African team going beyond the frontiers never achieved by any African country. We hope that Ghana is already there and that we'll see the first African player to dance in the corner flag of a semi-final and the final of the World Cup.
This is downtown Melville. Melville is a mixed community here in South Africa. You get lots of visitors here. I'm going to ask a few people how they feel about Ghana's team getting to the quarterfinals and perhaps even to the semifinals.
My name is Tato Zilangs.
Where are you from?
I'm from SA.
And?
And I'm supporting an African country all the way, Ghana. So it must win. We must bring it home. It must stay home. The cup, the World Cup. It must stay in Africa. That's where it belongs. This is the motherland.
Deborah Matato. Yes, Ghana's going to win. We're behind it 100%. Yeah. So go, Ghana. Go.
Yes, yes. Vanessa.
Vanessa who?
Campbell.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Where are you from?
South Africa, yeah. Yes.
So what's your message to the Black Stars ladies?
Say go, Ghana. One, two, three.
Go, Ghana!
Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Johannesburg.